All right, everyone, we'll go ahead and reconvene the Story County Commissioners meeting. Moving along now to item number 12, board comment, no action or public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
No comment.
No, sir.
And I too have no comments today, so we'll move along now to item number 14, discussion of possible action. Approved bid award to low bidder Sierra Nevada Construction Incorporated in the amount of $1,044,830 for Public Works Project Number ST-2015-181. This is a Cape Seal project on approximately 12.31 miles of selected roads and streets in Story County. Mr. Nevin?
Again, good afternoon, Commissioners, and thank you. As you recall, we've been talking about this particular project for several months now. We did go to bid on the project, and in the end of May, we opened bids. We received two bids, one being the low bidder, Sierra Nevada Construction, the other being Intermountain Slurry Seal, both local companies that do this sort of work in western Nevada. The obvious low bidder is Sierra Nevada Construction, the amount of $1,044,830. This work includes the following areas of the county for this first go-around: Mark Twain Estates, all of Sam Clemens from the Story and Lyon County line to its intersection with Sutro Springs, which is approximately 1 mile, for a cost of $59,550. Virginia City Highlands, all of Lousetown Road from the intersection of 341 to the intersection of Cartwright Road at the fire station, and the county's mile section of Cartwright Road from the intersection of Highway 341 at 5 Mile Flats and continuing for 1 mile into the Highland subdivision. That cost is $319,950. Virginia City, bits and pieces of well-traveled roadways, including all of B and D Streets, all of Taylor Street, about half of Stewart Street, all of Washington Street, all of Union Street, and all of Carson Street, and with a little section on F Street that link Taylor and Washington together, for a total of $266,660. And then in the Reno Tahoe Industrial Park, all of Waltham Way from its intersection at the Truckee River Bridge and continuing on into the park to its intersection with USA Parkway, and that cost is $398,672. Funds for this project are budgeted from a combination of funds in the road department budget as well as the infrastructure fund. So I'm here today to recommend approval to the low bidder, Sierra Nevada Construction. All documents conform to all requirements under NRS 332 and 338 as applicable, and we do have a public works project number assigned, and that, of course, is project ST-2015-181. And I'm here if you have any additional questions or concerns or comments.
Take that. Take public comment. Ms. Bard?
Hey, Mike. Somebody give me a call. I'm going to talk to you about the bid, okay?
Just one question.
The county owns the roads in Mark Twain, so does all the road work there, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so the only portion in the Highlands would be Blaustown and then the 1 mile part of Cartwright.
In essence, we're doing all the road we own in the Highlands.
Okay, Blaustown and the 1 mile of Cartwright then. Okay, no, just clarifying. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing and seeing none, I get a motion for approval.
I'll motion to approve the bid award to the low bidder, Sierra Nevada Construction, Inc., in the amount of $1,044,830 for Public Works Project Number ST-2015-181, Cape Seal Project on approximately 12.31 miles of selected roads and streets in Story County.
I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the low bidder to Sierra Nevada Construction in the amount of $1,044,830. All those for Public Works Project Number ST-2015-181. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 15, discussion of possible action, approval license for the use of county property between the County of Story, a political subdivision of the State of Nevada, and Mark Twain Community Center, a nonprofit corporation.
Thank you for that introduction. Sherry Nevin for the record. Story County is identified as the owner of a parcel of real property located at 500 San Clemens in the Mark Twain Estates area of the county. There is a building located there on that parcel of land, which was formerly used as the fire station. And a couple years ago, they combined some of their resources. While they still store equipment there, the staff is coming out of the Lyon County Station just there at the end of Six Mile Canyon Road and Highway 50. The Mark Twain Community Center started using that facility at that time for a community center and a place to hold community meetings and other community gatherings. They recently obtained their nonprofit status through the federal government, which was quite a process. It took them a couple years to get through. They're trying to encourage community participation and activities, and the organization desires to continue to use this facility to hold such events. So that's why we're coming before you today to approve this license. It serves as an agreement between both parties on how the building will be maintained and used as a community center. This is similar to agreements that we have in place for, like, the St. Mary's Art Center, Fourth Ward School, Fire Museum, all those different county-owned facilities that a nonprofit group is in there basically using the space for. So the Mark Twain Community Group, they negotiated, you know, with us. Keith from the district attorney's office was very helpful with this. It's been a couple months in the making, but I think everyone is satisfied with the terms and conditions. So upon your approval, we'll obtain the proper signatures and have this in place.
Terrific. Thank you, Sherry. That's it. We'll take public comment on this. No public comment? Seeing none, hearing none. Call for motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve a license for the use of county property between the county of Story County, a political subdivision of the State of Nevada, and Mark Twain Community Center, MTCC, a Nevada nonprofit corporation.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the license between the county and Mark Twain Community Center. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and motion carries. Very well. Moving along now to item number 17. This is discussion on possible action. Approve the second reading of business license for Montgomery Turner, CCW instructor / personal defense.
I believe this is a sheriff's office agenda item.
Sheriff?
This is an out-of-county license. A gentleman who wants to be an instructor, approved instructor for Story County. So he meets all the requirements. His lesson plan meets what has been set by statute. So we would recommend approval.
Very good. Any public comment? Hearing none, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading of the business license for Montgomery Turner, CCW instructor, personal defense.
And I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the second reading of the business license for Montgomery Turner for CCW instructor, personal defense. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion carries. All right. Mr. Gallagher. All right, now we're going to move into item number 18. This is 18 through 22. These are going to be augmentations. So anyway, 7th, 18, discussion, possible action, approval of resolution 15-423, augmentation of the tech fund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I go into that, I'd like to go to a little preview of the method to our madness here. NRS 354 has an item in there called procedures for requirements for augmenting or amending a budget, and it goes pretty much like this: of available resources, unanticipated or higher beginning fund balances exceed those budgeted for, funds receiving ad valorem must publish a notice for 3 days and need a resolution. Funds not receiving ad valorem and enterprise funds just need a resolution and no publishing. Appropriations may be transferred between functions, funds, and contingency accounts if the transfer does not increase the total appropriations. The comptroller may transfer appropriations within a function, within any function. The comptroller may transfer appropriations between functions and program if the Board of County Commissioners is advised at the next regular meeting and an action is recorded in the minutes. The comptroller may recommend to the Board of County Commissioners authorized transfer of appropriations between funds or contingencies if the Board of County Commissioners announces at the next regular meeting and seats exact amounts to be transferred and affected to accounts, functions, and programs and funds affected. The Board of County Commissioners sets forth the reasons and the actions are recorded in the minutes. Now, that's kind of the way the State Department of Taxation and Legislature has given us the ability to do a body of work for those functions, funds, enterprise funds, special revenue funds, general fund, which may be maybe close to or already has been over-budgeted items. Now, there's two theories on all of this stuff. Two prevailing thoughts, if you will. One is to expand the budget to cover all unanticipated expenditures, which I kind of use as a swag rule. And for quite frankly, there are a lot of them, most of them, of the county budgets are operated that way. And what they do is they have a department, they put a, let's put another 20% in there just in case. And the problem with that is that even though a project is funded, it may not be processed, but the funds are expended anyway. So consequently, the project never got funded, but a lot of expenditures that were probably not appropriate at that point in time ended up getting in there, and then, of course, they have to do the same thing the following year. Next is pretty much how we do it. We budget anticipatory needs for the next fiscal year period. As additional projects arise, appraisals are needed and approvals are needed. Specific expenditures are approved. And then the process that we're going through today is the augmentations on line item approvals. We err on our side to be very conservative. Those expenditures that are and the augmentations we're making are today are strictly for those things that have been approved, and so consequently we need your approval. As Mr. Chairman has explained, the first one is for our tech fund. The tech fund has an increase in their appropriations, recommended increase in their appropriations of $15,000
of which $3,000 is for a plotter lease that our appraiser is using, and $12,000 for a pictometry flight, which we all know is a flight that goes over Story County, and is much needed because, as we know, our appraisers can't always get to the items that they're looking for additions to personal property or real property. And through these pictures and things that they get, they can actually do some of that work from their desk instead of traveling to a place that they may not be able to get to. So that resolution, 15.423, I recommend be approved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Public comment on this? Mr. Gilman, any comments on this?
Just some thoughts to share. I think I've made it clear over the years that I am a strong proponent of line item budgeting and strong fiscal oversight and responsibility on behalf of all the departments within our county and certainly our county commission. And so I really approach this as the most important responsibility we have as commissioners representing the voters and the taxpayers of Story County. That being said, one of the functions of line item budgeting is the understanding that as a community grows or as the year progresses, and we have quarterly reporting that comes in so we can maintain and track what's happening to us in our budget on our line item. There are going to be areas of responsibility that we're going to have to address, and there are going to have to be pressures on growth and functions within our operating community that are going to require a certain level of augmentation. And so that certainly fits within my foundational base of proper fiscal management of our county resources. I understand that these augmentations that we're approving today have been actually pre-approved and addressed during the year, and we're following the proper state resolution and statutory requirements in acknowledging them. So with that said, I'm in support of this augmentation action.
I think we need a motion to approve resolution 14-423.
Are we calling for the motion at this point?
Sure.
Yes. I was waiting for you to speak.
We didn't have any public comments, and you made your comments, so now we're ready for a motion.
Our county manager popped us right on the head there. So I will make the motion to approval of resolution 15-423, augmentation of the tech fund.
And I'll second your motion. So it's been moved to second to approve resolution 15-423. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move on to item number 19. This is discussion and possible action. Approval of resolution 15-424, augmentation of the Justice Court Fund.
Mr. Chairman, before Comptroller Gallagher starts, I want to jump in on something Commissioner Gilman said. That was an excellent recap.
You
encapsulated the entire process about those pressures, those changes that come up during the budget cycle. And one of the things that I don't know if Hugh was going to mention, but I just confirmed with Jesse, is we get those quarterly budget updates, and annually we have been augmenting. A lot of this stuff happened back in September or October, via the acquisition of two cars or whatever they may be. So staff has committed that from now on we're going to endeavor to augment quarterly. There will be probably not a first quarter augmentation because usually you have to wait until the audit is done for this current fiscal year to determine if we have higher than anticipated ending fund balances. But I think you will see the timing much more in sync as we go throughout the year next year.
I really support that concept, and I think that it's very important for us to take that on. I'm also going to suggest that we're going to have, and I believe everyone's prepared for this, as Tesla, which just was here, and they grow, and all these, I think it's now 16 or 18 Japanese companies are going to come operating, and Switch doing their monumental project out in our park here in our county, and all of the others that are coming, we're going to feel growing pains that we can't anticipate today. It's just going to happen. It's a part of the process of growth. And so I'm delighted that we're taking this direction. Hugh, I thank you so much. You've worked very hard for 2 years at line item budgeting and the quarterly reporting, and I really believe we're on a very strong fiscal, financially sound track, and thank you for that, for all the staff, all the departments, everybody here that that are effectuating our success in Story County.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Gill and Mr. Chairman, this process would not be as good as it is without Mrs. Fain's dogging approach, looking at all of these items, updating the various department heads as to say, you're pretty close with this. Take a look at it. It's not without a tremendous amount of effort on Jesse Fain's part. I am so glad that she's part of my team and our team because this is a very, very big process. And to make it right, we would probably be remiss without mentioning Mrs. Fain's name. So back to Resolution 15-424. We're going to... they had additional unanticipated resources, which is revenue. If Justice Court finds of $5,000, for which we applied that $5,000 to professional fees, which included a CPA audit that was not anticipated. It is one of those once-in-a-while things, once every 5 years. Supposedly, Justice Harrington made the right decision to do that, and the other appropriations were for test kits for offenders. So if you could approve Resolution 15-424, please.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. This time we'll take public comment.
I just might want to add that the resolution process that Hugh and Jesse have fine-tuned this year is I think, very telling. If you look just simply at the Justice Court, we're augmenting $5,000. We have available to augment $31,500. So these are small little bumps that occurred during the year that in each case we knew ahead of time full well that we had the availability and the ability to do it if justified. So.
Very good. Back to public comment. Hearing none. Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approval of Resolution 15-424, augmentation of the Justice Court Fund.
And I will second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 15-424. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries. Moving along now to item number 20. Discussion of possible action, approval of Resolution 15-425, augmentation of the Park Fund. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas said additional unanticipated resources are as follows, interest into the Virginia City Islands of $11,500. We are going to make those appropriations for $11,000 for paving the basketball court and $500 for a refund for a building permit. And I ask that you approve Resolution 15-425, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gallagher, we'll take public comment on this. Ms. Park.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Just a question to clarify. This is saying that you had budgeted $2,000 for the year and you need to bump it up to the $13,500 to cover these expenses, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The comment, and why are we calling this interest?
That's where the extra funds came from, the unanticipated funds.
And out of an interest-bearing account for the county?
No, the park interest. Be made for prior.
Okay, that is a separate issue. Up top where it says the total available resources are now determined to be $18,772. What's that number? Because per the total in the park fund for the Highlands, you said it's about $74,000. So I just don't know
what the 18,772 is, does it relate, how does it relate to the 74,000?
I can answer that.
Okay.
If I may. We're not yet at the end of our fiscal year, so at a point of time when I have to do these augmentations, we take a snapshot of what that account is at that moment. So at that moment in time, that's what we had.
Okay, so if this were to get augmented in August, that 18,772 would read 70,000 or 74,000.
No, August will be different. We'll be in a new fiscal year.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, because per the research that was done in the park funds, Hugh announced what each community would be getting as part of those funds, the Highlands having about 74,000. So, ostensibly, that would be the total available funding going forward.
The park fund is unique as it does, it's divided into those different communities.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, call for motion.
Make a motion to approve approval of Resolution 15-425, augmentation of the park fund.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 15-425, augmentation of the park fund. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 21, discussion and possible action, approval of Resolution 15-426, augmentation of Virginia City Tourism Commission Fund. Mr. Gallagher.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the beginning fund, additional unanticipated resources of beginning fund balance of $96,321, special event funding of $49,679 for a total of $146,000, we recommend that that be spent on salaries and wages of $3,000, $30,000 for special event funding, $10,000 for visitor center expenses, $9,000 for promotional fees, which were promotional retainers, and $94,000 in capital outlay, which was the purchase of the building across from the Crystal Bar on C Street, fairground seatings, and panels.
So a quick question just from the top of my head. The fairgrounds paneling and et cetera, the seating that they're being purchased, was purchased, I believe, I remember from the board, about $75,000.
Right.
So the additional $20,000 in that line item would be for Crystal Bar? Is that... Am I understanding
that
right?
There is a property that was purchased across the street.
Those items are very close, if not right on the mark. Okay? That's about the breakdown.
All right.
And with that, I recommend you approve Resolution 15-426.
And as Commissioner Gilman knows, just for the record, these purchases were approved by the Virginia City Tourism Commission during their public open board meetings as well.
Well, I was there. I'm with you.
So I kind of want the record to reflect that.
While but I recall the $75,000 for the panels,
right,
and or for the seating. And it looked to me like the line item was at $94,000, and that was my curiosity.
Okay. Any public comment on this item? Hearing none, I'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion for the approval of Resolution 15-426, augmentation of the Virginia City Tourism Commission Fund.
I'll second your motion. Moved and seconded to approve Resolution 15-426, augmentation of the Virginia City Tourism Commission Fund. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries. Moving along now to item number 22, discussion and possible action, approval of Resolution 15-427, augmentation of the general fund. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There were additional unanticipated resources, which was beginning fund balance of $2,210,663, which we are asking you to allocate $2 million to the capital projects for capital outlay for ongoing and future projects throughout the communities, $82,000 for professional fees, which includes our federal lobbyists for our new zip code that we're going to get in the county, TRI Center remodeling and Title 17 publications, and $118,000 in interest, which that was the settlement that will go into the park fund, which then will be that will be conferred and approved upon the audit that will certainly come out in, we're going to say, September of this year. So with that, I would ask you to approve Resolution 15.427.
Very good. No, we're going to take public comment. Ms. Clark.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Just a point, did you list what the 200, what the 2 million was for? Can you tell us what the 2 million is going towards here?
I can answer that. We don't know yet. So it's we're dedicating monies in a fund that we will use at some point, subject to the commission's approval of certain projects, such as this year, items that we've used is we purchased a lot from the Eaton family to provide parking across from the pool and the community center. We used other funds, help me out here, from CAP projects. Anyway, those projects are generally either small in size or if they're sizable, they're brought before the commission to approve and we identify CAP projects as the source of funding. So those projects are not yet identified.
So this is for the upcoming budget cycle, 2016?
And beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, we're basically taking some funds and restoring, if you will, some of the purchases that were made out of capital projects and also boosting it slightly.
Okay, so we won't know what the $2 million is for.
We don't yet know.
But will the public know before you spend it?
Yes.
To be able, in time to be able to provide comment?
You'll have the same notice when we put it on the agenda if it requires approval.
Okay, thank you.
For the next one, I think you should recess and convene.
Sure.
Rather than
any other public comment? Call for motion?
I'll make the motion for the approval of Resolution 15-427, augmentation of the general fund.
And I'll second your motion. So it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 15-427, augmentation of the general fund. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries.
Let me just add something here. When we went to the 10-acre meeting a couple of Saturdays ago, one of the items that was specifically mentioned, as I recall, by the 10-acre board was interest in possibly beginning to reserve funding for a community center. The CAP projects money could become a partial source of those types of reserves. But again, subject to being asked formally by the combined boards, and then subject to to commission's approval.
All right. At this time, we're going to go ahead and recess as the Board of Commissioners, and we will reconvene as the Story County Water. We haven't been to the Water Sewer Board yet.
No, you're convened.
We're in the Fire Board. Okay. We're going to recess as the Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Hey, Mr. Gallagher.
There are expenses in the Virginia Divide Sewer. Which we would like augmented, $5,000 in salaries and wages for acting and standby pay, $1,000 in benefits also for acting and standby pay, $7,000 in operating supplies for camera systems, microscopes, pipes, and snake cable, and $6,000 in capital outlay, a portion of a new service truck and backhoe loader, and $25,000 for sewer plant expansion. That would be interest for their obligations into the USDA loan.
All right. I'd like to take public comment on this item. Hearing none. Call for a motion.
Make a motion for approval of the transfer of appropriations, Virginia City Divide Sewer, per NRS 354-598-005.
I'll second that motion. It's been moved to second to approve transfer of appropriations, Virginia Divide Sewer, per NRS 354-598-005. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion carries. We'll go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, and we will reconvene as the 474 Fire Protection District Board. We go on now to item number 24. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From contingency, to be split between the following items, $15,000 for capital outlay for a fire prevention officer's vehicle, $5,000 in computer equipment, again, for the TRI office equipment at the Tahoe and Regional Industrial Park for the fire protection officer, $40,000 in ambulance supplies for Stryker gurneys to prevent injuries to medics, the back problems that our poor firemen have had without these have virtually been eliminated by these great little apparatuses. $15,000 in personal protection equipment. PPE is very expensive, has a 10-year replacement, and so it is replaced expired gear. And $5,000 on building maintenance, and these are repairs to Station 71, 72, and 74 for a total of $80,000.
Very good. Okay. We'll take public comment on this. Seeing none or hearing none, I call for a motion for approval.
Make the motion for approval of transfer of appropriations Fire Protection District 474 per NRS 354-598-005.
And I'll second your motion. So it's been moved and second to approve the transfer of appropriations to Fire Protection District 474 per NRS 354.598-005. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll go ahead and adjourn as the 474 Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 25, discussion and possible action, approval of transfer of appropriations, general fund per NRS 354-598-005. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Within that appropriations capital projects fund, we are going to transfer $635,000 from capital outlay within the capital projects fund to $625,000 for the principal for Fire Station 5, Sheriff and District Attorney's Office, the bank building and the B Street parking lot, and $10,000 of interest for the Fire Station 5 and the Sheriff and DA building. We're just switching that from capital outlay, making it principal and interest, to make sure that that our delivery into Department of Taxation functions are appropriate. And also from the general account, $312,324 from contingencies, of which $73,500 was for capital outlay for the commissioners for two new vehicles, $6,000 of capital outlay for the clerk for new furniture, for the Justice of the Peace clerk arraignment, $2,000 for in salaries for a recorder that is part-time, $1,000 for computer equipment to staff their stations, $5,000 for an assessor in salaries for overtime for a floater and move from a part-time to full-time, $31,000 of capital outlay to the assessor for a new four-wheel drive vehicle, $15,000 for our county complex in the industrial park for remodeling and a service vehicle, $40,000 in overtime for the sheriff. This is for coverage, $19,000 of which was from due to the collective bargaining because it was felt that the schedule they were on, we concluded that should maintain from the July 1st to the date of the collective bargaining agreements signing. $10,000 in salaries for community development. That's an added inspector, part-time administrator, and $14,000 in overtime for community development for an added inspector. $3,000 for PERS for a community development for an inspector. $8,000 dues and subscriptions for applications for extension. $19,000 for community development, again, for a new vehicle. $18,000 for professional services for investigations. District court has $19,500 for juvenile delinquency, which their bills from the state have increased that much. $2,224 to Justice Court for conflict attorneys and interpreters. $14,000 in overtime for communications for training new staff. $6,000 in 911 service for system service increases. $10,000 to the Comptroller's Office for an additional position. And $15,000 to the Comptroller's Office for taxation and IRS consulting. To a total of $312,324, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. This time we'll take public comment on this item. Do you have any questions regarding this?
No question.
This time I'll ask for a motion for approval.
Make the motion for approval of the transfer of appropriations general fund per NRS 354-598-005.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved to second approval of transfers of appropriations to the general fund per NRS 354.598005. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Moving along now to community development and planning, item number 26 for possible action, licensing board second readings. Mr. Witten, this leader.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm chuckling. Tesla Motors has finally come about and applied for a business license. Community development is recommending approval of items A through F. Solar City Corporation, which is another Mr. Musk involved business, although this is simply to install solar within the county. Tesla Motors, Sequel Electrical Supply, Edwards Electric Service, Smith Storage Systems, and Stefan's Mobile Bistro, all to be approved, A through F.
Okay. You got a motion for approval?
I would approve A through E for licensing.
Yeah, be A through F.
A through F.
All right. Well, I'll second your motion. There's a motion to approve second licensing readings of second licensing, A through F. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving along now.
You guys are fun. Community development also requests that you continue items G and H while we continue for inspections. That would be Ionix LLC and Rich Doss Inc. G&H to be continued.
I would make the motion to continue G&H.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to continue G&H. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Also, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Witten. Moving along now to item number 27, public comment. Ms. Bard, come on down.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. I was going through the agenda packet, and in the transportation presentation, there was, I guess it was minutes from a meeting that was held. It was a transportation workshop that was held October 2014. Anyway, in those minutes, there was a statement, and I'd like to ask a status, that said that the county is looking into a redevelopment district, a Commission of Cultural Affairs funding organization, a history preservation program funding organization. Can you give me an update on what is going on with those three items?
They're in the minutes of this package.
I usually print it out. I just didn't do it. And it was within the context of with the historic preservation program, mostly, you know, trying to deal with some of the gutters and things like that. Anyway, in terms of partnership, whether it was directly related to a transportation project or not is the question I'm asking. I'm just saying, is there, as stated in those minutes, an effort to create a redevelopment district? If so, can you give us an update? Is there, as stated in the minutes, a commission thinking about or a process of establishing a commission of cultural affairs funding or historic program, preservation program sense? Funding?
Let me try to explain the answer.
It's in there.
Yeah, it is. This is in reference to a meeting that was held on October 29th that Mike Nevin, Sherry Nevin, Dean Haymore, Desi Redmond were there representing the county, and then there were a number of folks from NDOT. These are recording the process that Mr. Hoffman explained up on the wall, where we get in there and we try to really throw everything up on the wall we can think of at that stage of the process. These are conceptual ideas or possibly the seeds of very beginnings of exploratory programs. These comments specifically that Ms. Barr is referring to deal specifically with C Street and State Route 341. And county reps at that meeting said, we may be thinking, we're looking into establishing a redevelopment district in this area in Virginia City. That is an ongoing expression of interest that periodically groups come to us, whether they be BCTC directors, business owners in town. Does that mean we're far enough along to even analyze it at this stage? No is the answer. Historic Preservation Program funding is what we do all the time through Sherry Nevin. This courthouse, a lot of it was done through HPF grants and also through SHPO, so that's an ongoing comment, as is CCA funding, Commission on Cultural Affairs. I think I answered those questions pertinent to your question.
So the Historical Preservation and the Commission of Cultural Affairs funding is all blended under Sherry?
Those are ongoing efforts to procure grants relative to historic buildings.
Okay, but there's no effort to do any kind of redevelopment district effort in VC?
I can't say there's no effort, but there's no organized effort or any effort with any momentum. It's okay. Just been conceptually discussed.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay.